This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name that we're discussing is As-Salam. Right in the beginning, As-Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, of every single meeting, we say As-Salam. And we say at the end of our Salah, As-Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And we say after we finish Salah, Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. What does the word As-Salam mean? We call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Salam on a daily basis. If we recite the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prescribed, Allahumma anta as-salam, O Allah, you are the salam. As-Salam means peace. As-Salam means tranquility. As-Salam means a feeling of ease. As-Salam means protection, safety. As-Salam means being saved of defect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all that and more. I'm going to tackle a myth in this video. And that is the myth of Allahu Akbar. You see, Allahu Akbar is always attached to something chaotic. Allahu Akbar is always used as soon as we hear a bomb being blown up somewhere or something like that, and then they place a little Allahu Akbar at the back, right? But in reality, Allahu Akbar is the key to peace. You see, one of the secrets of prayer is that we say Allahu Akbar throughout the prayer. We continuously glorify Allah, saying Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And then when we come to the end of the prayer, we start using the term As-Salam again. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. As-Salam alayk. That's As-Salam. Then Salam will come again. And then when you're coming out of Salah, you say As-Salam again. Peace, 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 peace. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to realize that if you really understand and recognize the greatness and perfection of Allah, then the natural result is that you will be at peace with yourself. You'll be at peace with society. You'll be at peace with the Creator. You'll be at peace with the creation. And you will understand what peace really means. True peace in your life and in everybody else's life and in society and for us to stay away from chaos is if we recognize that Allah in fact is the greatest. As-Salam. Allahumma anta as-salam. And this is a dua that the Prophet ﷺ had taught us, and that goes as such. Allahumma anta salam. O Allah, you are the salam. You are the peace. Wa minka salam. And from you do we gain peace. And that's why we say Allahu Akbar and praise Allah in different fashions and manners so that we may gain that peace. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. How blessed are you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the glory, ya dhal jalal, and the one who's honorable himself, al ikram, wal ikram, and he honors other people as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the honorable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the glory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that glory or portions of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that honor to other people as well. Those who understand and inculcate within their lives, as-salam. One of the ways to do that is to protect everyone and everything around you from any evil that you can give to those people. How do you do that? You protect them from harming them physically. You don't extend your hand and physically harm any other believer, or even non-believer for that matter. And that's why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-Muslimu, a true Muslim, the one who has salam, the one who has this peace, is man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, is the one from whom other Muslims have been protected in terms of the harm that can come from his hand or leg or anything, or his tongue as well. So we neither backbite, nor do we slander, nor do we say things and spread stories about other people. All of that is taking us away from As-Salam. And in turn, it's decreasing from our Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.